Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, is that a hand-washing song, Dan?
According to CNN, it is. It's the hand-washing song of the 2000s.
All right. I'm glad to have that. I don't know if that works for a lot of listeners yet. We'll see. Better than happy birthday. All right. Spike Eskin, who heads up both WIP and Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, our boss and noted basketball authority, but also there's a lot of business intersection here with this, Spike. So first, the NCAA now says, and I think this is going to stick, that no spectators at games. And this is the most spectator-driven, arguably, the excitement of a 16 seed playing a number one when it's close is one of the five best moments in sports, I think.
Yeah, and because it's one of those moments where the crowd is split oftentimes, or the crowd's always cheering for the underdog, and to not have, you know, just from a sports perspective, you wonder if underdog wins happen in empty arenas the same way they would in a full arena without the crowd behind them.
I don't think they would.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
But also you have to, and I have no inside information on this at all, but I'm still a little dubious that they're even going to have the tournament when they're saying they're going to have the
tournament. That would be shocking, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, it's not, you know, professional teams have their own charters. They have their own planes. They have these colleges are not chartering their own planes. They're all going to have to fly commercially. They're all going, and all it's going to take is just like with the NBA. The NBA was all ready to play in empty arenas until there was one guy, because this guy, you know, all of a sudden you start, Rudy Gobert test positive yesterday.
Right.
So, well, the Jazz just played the Celtics. They just played the Pistons. The Pistons just played the Sixers. Then everybody who was touching the Sixers is wondering, well, if that guy touched the Pistons guy. So all it's going to take is one student athlete to test positive, in my opinion, for them to say no. And
well,
I just find it unlikely that we're going to get through this with 64 teams, with 15 kids on a team, and entire coaching staffs without somebody saying, I've got it, and them throwing it all. I think they would love to do this. There's a lot of money involved, and I think they would love to do it in empty arenas just to get it done and satisfy that, but I still find it pretty doubtful.
So, with the NBA, apparently a Pistons player has tested positive now.
Oh, I didn't see that. When did that happen?
That's why the Wells Fargo Center is closed, and they're cleaning
there you go.
At least for today. So, people don't understand. I mean, I think they think football is the contact sport where this stuff happens. You know, I think basketball more. These guys have open shirts, down low, they're pushing in each other. Sweat is unbelievable, the stuff that can happen here.
And that the contact isn't, it's the entire game.
You know,
the NFL,
exactly.
you could be a wide receiver and barely touch anybody the entire game, or a quarterback and not really touch anybody. The NBA, if somebody's playing defense on you, they're touching you the entire
exactly
time.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
So, and this gets to the Flyers now, because the Wells Fargo's shut and we don't know for how long. They're saying cleaning. The Flyers have an unbelievable season going on. And they've added a lot. I follow sports talk maybe too much.
Yeah.
Finally, they're being talked about.
Right.
So this is a big deal.
Right. And I again, also like with the NCAA, I find it hard to believe the NHL is going to continue to play games the way that they're playing them. I just don't believe it. I don't believe as this escalates, you know, there's also a, these owners and leagues have to look at it from a liability standpoint.
Right.
And if they put these games on and then, you know, somebody gets sick and they're the ones that said, go ahead, put the games on, with every governmental agency saying limit, you know, local ones saying limit gatherings. I don't know. I find it hard to believe. Now, look, with both leagues, with the NHL and the NBA, even if they suspend play and even if they don't play another regular season game, they could both in 6 weeks or even 2 months say, we're going to start the playoffs.
Yeah,
for,
exactly.
You know,
so they have that cushion.
From there. Yep.
The biggest of all, though, the Olympics, we're dealing with billions of dollars. Now, that's
right.
Down the road, but it is in Japan this year.
Yeah.
Well, so we're close to the epicenter of this.
Right.
I think that that's very much in doubt, too.
I think everything that involves, you know, first of all, large gatherings, that's a big thing. And then anything that involves sports, where everyone is touching everyone else. And it's just, it seems like that is the, you know, you could go to an office and somebody could have it in an office, but you might never touch that person or never come into contact with that person. You're playing sports. You're, you know, it's heavy breathing, you know, sweating, as you said, bodily fluids, all that kind of stuff. So I think all sports for the next 3 months, I mean, who knows, are in a lot of doubt.
Let's not glaze past the fact either, guys, that, you know, they're all touching the same ball.
Right.
So,
oh, yeah, exactly.
So they can transmit it that way too. You know, they wipe their mouths, their snot, whatever it is, and touch the ball, and they pass it to the next guy.
Yeah, and then baseball. You know, we have baseball games. Regular season baseball starts in a week and a half, 10 days, something like that.
Anything so. On that? Have you gotten any tea leaves and all that? Because it's an exciting, particularly beginning of the year for the Phillies this year.
Yeah,
rolling out stuff.
I've had no indications from anyone.
But it's outdoors. That's going to be the argument on their side.
Yeah, I just, do they want to be, do you, what now what it's become is do you want to be the one who says, I'm going to do it when nobody else is? And to what end, you know?
Right.
And baseball, you know, I guess nobody really touches anybody else in baseball. I don't know. Could you play in empty stadiums in baseball and still have, you know, games on WIP and WPHD and on television as well? I don't know. I find it hard to believe that in a week and a half, there are going to be full baseball stadiums across the country with fans watching baseball games. I don't know what the solution is, but I find it hard to believe that that's the solution.
Talking with Spike Eskin here on Talk Radio 1210, let's talk about the trickle-down effect of this.
Mm-hmm.
And we just ended with a cut on the national level, Spike, talking about that. So you have all these people. I know the Phillies pretty well. I read the Phillies essays.
Mm-hmm.
We're still on April 1st to read that. They do a night with teachers coming out and all that. But the number of people that are part-time, long-time employees for the Phillies in the hundreds or thousands, those people depend upon that. Then there's advertisers. There's all sorts of contracts, and you're right in that position. You're in a key position here at WIP. I heard your guys, and I think more people are listening right now because you get these breaking developments with sports at this point.
Well, I mean, there's a huge trickle-down effect for sports and for communications and just for like every other business. You know, there are going to be, you know, retail outlets that end up laying people off and end up going out of business because of this. There are, you know, if businesses shut down, you know, if people stop going out of their houses for a month or two, there are a lot of small businesses that can't, you know, withstand a month or two of not making revenue. And there are going to be people that lose their jobs. I think, you know, Mark Cuban said that, you know, for the Dallas Mavericks, that they were already working on a plan to have their part-time arena workers find some sort of program so they can have some sort of revenue as the league shuts down. So that's a great solution. But, you know, here in the 76ers don't own that venue. You know, they're not their workers.
That's right.
You know, that's Comcast Spectacor. So I don't know. And we all want the teams to be benevolent and pay everyone for not working. And, but every business is going to go through this. And we, you know, businesses don't stay healthy by spending money when they're not making money. So I would love for them to do things for those workers and be able to help them out. But I don't know that that's any more possible with them than it is for a lot of other businesses.
All right. What's the world of sports. We need some brightness. Is there any brightness you see in the world of sports today?
Well, how about this? If the Sixers, if they don't play the playoffs for another 2 months, Ben Simmons gets healthy. Al Horford gets some rest. Sixers win a championship. Everyone rested in an empty arena. We'll have a parade that everybody watches on TV and nobody's allowed to go to. I don't know.
That's the headline of the day. That's exactly right.
Yes.
Ben Simmons comes back.
Yes.
They win in an improbable fashion in front of nobody.
Absolutely.
They play better on the road because there are no fans here to bother them.
Right. It's the perfect ending to all of this is the Sixers winning a virus-delayed championship in front of no fans, I think, is the best way.
That's our headline of the day. Thanks, Mike, for
thanks,
popping
in. Dom
Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.